just an unseasoned brown egg omelet.
Yeah.
And I remember so much, we would take like a leftover steak, and it was always like bad steak. Do you know cube steak?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
the one that's gone through the machine.
Through the mechanical tenderizer.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we would take like some leftover cube steak that we had. Mm-hmm. We would cut it up super fine. We would chop up fresh jalapeno and then the Mexican blend cheese that you and I both grew up eating in our home.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah, the like generic brand. Not this ain't Kraft. This ain't even Lucerne.
No.
The store brand, baby. And you would put that into the just like this brown egg omelet. And it was just like perfect. And it's such a, I've like remade that dish for myself just because it's so nostalgic.
Nostalgic. Yeah. My dad makes it like once a month. And I'm just like, thanks, Dad. Like, it reminds me. I'm like, that's why you're my dad, because you make the best eggs. How about the fancy eggs? How about the French omelets and stuff like that? I think Chef Ludo Lefebvre, is that how you say his name?
Chef Ludo Lefebvre.
Chef Ludo Lefebvre.
Ludo Lefebvre. Petit Trois.
He made.
Et Trois Mecs.
Yeah. Petit Trois.
Et le Ludo Bird. So this is a French chef in Los Angeles who makes one of the most incredible omelets I've ever had.
Yeah. I mean, it's just the most gorgeous. It's an unctuous omelet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. And I think people have recently realized that eggs are cool again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain
because
it.
Because they're sexy.
Yeah, I guess. Uh-huh. I mean, they're just the you know, I missed Egg Day on culinary school day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I missed Egg Day.
I feel like
that's
the reason you go to culinary school is for Egg Day.
I missed Egg Day and I tried to make it up and they're like, you just go. Like, you got it. We're just going to give you a B+. And I said, I want to learn eggs. So I just kind of taught myself eggs. But making a French omelet is one of those things that's like really impressive.
Yeah.
When you can make a good French omelet or like soft scrambled eggs, that's like a really impressive like cookery of food. Also, I think I'm starting to agree with you on the poached eggs things, because my like go-to meal when I'll try to impress a guy was always Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
So...
because it is
sexy.
It's a sexy dish, y'all. You go to the IHOP,
Josh,
you get the Eggs Benedict, and you're like, wow, that's a sexy IHOP.
Josh, I'm starting to think that actually my answer might be poached.
The answer is poached.
Ugh.
To be clear, it's not. That's understandable. But I mean, that said, there are other egg dishes out there, because French omelet was my other answer.
Damn it.
Because I love what separates a French omelet from the American omelet, right? I talk about like the browning on the outside of the eggs, like the omelets my dad would cook.
You know,
crazy ADHD aside, IHOP puts pancake batter into their omelet mix.
What?
Yeah. So I used to get...
No, they don't.
They do,
How
I
do
swear.
How do you know that?
They, like, disclose it. They think it's a good thing. They're not running from it. They're like, that's what makes our omelets extra light and fluffy. And I'm like, what do you mean light and fluffy? You're adding flour and...
Well, doesn't Kenji Lopez add cornstarch to his eggs?
Kenji Lopez adds a little bit of cornstarch to his eggs, so maybe there's something to it.
Maybe there is something
to
it.
And I love the chicken fajita omelet at the IHOP. They put the paste salsa in the omelet.
I haven't been to an IHOP in a cool minute. I'm sorry.
But anyways, what happens with a French omelet is the whole goal is for it to be the pale yellow color,
yes.
right? So there's supposed to be no browning on it from the butter. And then the inside texture of the omelet, it's typically rolled in like a tripart. Is that a term?
Yeah,
it's like rolled
it
into like thirds, right? It is now.
Yeah.
It's rolled into like a tripart and then it's served. You typically rub some butter on the outside of it, maybe a little bit of flaky salt. But the inside is supposed to have the texture of, there's apparently no literal translation to this, but it's a, I believe, baveuse. And baveuse kind of means like dog's drool. Like that, you know the thick drool that's on the outside of a dog's mouth?
Yes.
When it has rabies, you know.
Yes. Is that true?
This is, I swear.
Why are you
this
doing
is...
so much like egg BS right now? It's crazy. There's pancake mix in the IHOP. There's dog drool.
That's the beauty of eggs. That's the beauty of eggs. There's so many ways to cook them, and there's so many weird codes of what people want. And so at Petit Trois, the restaurant Nicole is talking about, they like lit the LA culinary world on fire with a simple French omelet stuffed with boursin cheese.